See, this project we put together, you know, me and Mick Boogie, with the blessings and, you know, my Dukes, a.k.a. Miss Yancey. You know, this joint right here, it ain't really for everybody, you know? You know what I'm saying? This was put together specifically for the people that really appreciate the value of real hip-hop. The ones that really appreciate the significance of holding on to the last of this hip-hop culture that we got left. You know what I'm saying? As I was saying, this ain't made for everybody. This is made for the people that is just as supportive as we are in continuing to carry on the legacy of the late, great J Dilla. You know what I'm saying? Making sure his music live on, making sure the work and the greatness that he contributed to the game is acknowledged on a unanimous level across the board. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I don't really give a fuck about a lot of different people and a lot of different things, because what we do is for the love of what we do. You know what I'm saying? This project ain't really about no paper. It ain't, you know, we putting it on the internet for y'all so y'all can just have it. You know what I'm saying? We just wanna bring the attention of who this great man was, who this great contributor to the music, to hip-hop culture was. So we know that there's certain people that might live on the internet, or there might be certain critics in the magazines, or there might be certain people just wherever in the world that might feel they got some bullshit they wanna say about it. Because you ain't really got a life. All you gonna do is sit around. This is what y'all do. Y'all just sit around all day and give your little opinion, but don't even really got no opinion on your own life. You like giving an opinion on everybody else's life and what everybody else is doing, because you ain't got a life. You find excitement in trying to involve yourself with other people's lives, because your life ain't as exciting enough. But for the individuals that's on it, on that level and on that bullshit in that kind of way, I'm going to be the first to say proudly with capital letters, Miss Yancey, excuse my language, I know we've been cussing and hollering on through the whole CD, but to those people that really ain't in support of what we doing, and you ain't in support of what the late great J Dilla represented and stood for, fuck you, suck 1,000 dicks and die 1,000,000 deaths. I know it sounds real bad, but I mean it. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't wishing that on you. I just think, you know, you deserve to be acknowledged in that kind of way when you disrespect something so beautiful. So with that being said, I hope y'all enjoyed this great piece of work, this great body of work that was put together by this man, the late great J Dilla, with all of this phenomenal production. Once again, I'd like to big up my man Mick Boogie for bringing this whole idea to the table, and I hope that I was able to sprinkle y'all with enough darts on some of these beats to make y'all really appreciate the marriage that me and Dilla had when we came together to do music. Again, peace and blessings, maximum love, and hip-hop infinity. Salute.